103.9 WDKX. We are here at the WDKX Wake Up Club with Pastor Terrence Yeomans. And going into the new year, Pastor T, we're all about creating new habits and leaving old habits right where they're at so that we can grow and evolve into our better version and vision of ourselves. So what are your thoughts on...
New year, new me.
What?
New year, new me. That's what they say. New year, new me. I don't believe in that.
Ah. Yeah, well, you can say it all day, but you have to be about that.
Well, I
look at it... You can't just wish it.
I look at it as a person that's in a certain area, certain environment, certain city, and says, you know what? I'm struggling. I'm not focused here in this city. I need to go to another city. You could go to another city that all you want, but if you don't change your mindset, you're going to have the same issues down wherever you move to where you're coming from. So I think a lot of times we use new year, new me as an excuse about changing habits. My thing is I don't believe in changing habits on the first day of the year. I believe in changing habits leading up to the new year. So when the first comes, you're already somewhat going towards that habit. That habit is somewhat already there. So I don't believe in that new year, new me stuff.
I got you. Say, hey, it's good to see y'all this
morning.
Can I
add something to that real quick? And then Pastor T, you can chime in on this. So I agree 1,000% what Sight said, but I would also like to add, you also need to ask yourself a question that is very empowering to help you understand what habits you need to change or let go of. So going into the new year, one of the questions that you can ask is, what habits must I let go of that no longer serve me? Mm. And letting go of those habits gives you the space to bring in new habits. And it takes time. It takes a little bit of patience on your part, because it's not something that you're going to, boom, snap your fingers like Thanos and it's going to magically appear. God doesn't work that way. The universe doesn't work that way. It's not like a cosmic I wish and it happens. You're going to have to do some work. Pastor T, what are your thoughts?
That's right. Hey, again, it's good to see y'all this morning. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone listening. But you both are exactly right. It comes down to you just simply making a decision. You have to make a decision to change your habits. And so I read one time that habits are almost like cables, or if you liken them to a cable, you never know where you are until it holds you.
Right.
So if you grab that cable, it can pull you to the top to success,
right,
or it can tie you to the bottom. You know, so you have to look at the habits that you want to change, and you have to be willing to make the decision to change them.
And it's crazy because me and DJ Wiz were having a conversation on Wednesday, and I was just telling Wiz, like, man, I fell off from working out. I was going hard. Wiz was like, nah, you was going hard. I said, I got to get it back together. He was like, you will when you're ready.
Exactly.
It's the realest thing I've heard. You will change when you're ready to change.
Yes, exactly. That's the same way as what happens with addicts. You know, you can tell a person who's addicted to something, yeah, whether it's drugs, alcohol, pornography, whatever the case may be.
Right.
You know, they won't change until they hit rock bottom or until they're ready to change. Change is not change until you make change. And so we have to decide to change. If we change our habits, it leads us to a bright future, hopefully, if they're good.
Yeah.
But if we don't change our habits, then we remain stuck. So it don't matter what city you go to, you just going to take those habits with you.
Habits, some of them can be very difficult to change. That's why you have to ask yourself, what habits do I need to let go of that no longer serve me? Because you may not even be aware of certain habits that you have. So take the time to see, study yourself, be a student of yourself, and learn to grow and evolve at the pace for you, not at the pace for someone else. And don't change because people around you are telling you to change how they want you to change. Change for you. That's the most important part.
Well, Pastor T, I want to thank you on this Friday morning. It's great to spend the last Friday of the year with you. And you have a happy new year.
Always great to see y'all. And it is truly a privilege and an honor to be with you also.
We are 103.9 WDKX. Good morning.